At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The criminal case against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton heads back to the Collin County Courthouse this morning for a pretrial hearing. Special prosecutors want to move Paxton's trial on securities fraud charges because they say it would be impossible to get a fair and impartial trial in Collin County. Paxton lives in the county. According to the Texas Tribune, prosecutors have accused him and his allies of tainting the jury pool by waging a, quote, 22-month siege against the people involved in the case. Paxton's attorneys say the trial should stay where it is. His side in recent months has argued Paxton's the subject of a revenge plot by political foes. Ken Paxton's accused of misleading wealthy investors he recruited for a high-tech startup in 2011, 4 years before he became attorney general. He's pleaded not guilty to those charges. Jury selection's currently scheduled to begin April 20th. The trial's expected to start May 1st. Texas could become the next state to abolish civil asset forfeiture and replace it with criminal forfeiture. State Senator Connie Burton of Colleyville has filed a bill to limit the ability of police to confiscate property without due process.
Those who oppose reform would say that we must leave the current system in place to punish criminals and evildoers. On that goal, we do not disagree. However, I will not sacrifice Texans' Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights to that end. We can balance the rights of the people and the pursuits of law and order, and we must.
Law enforcement groups have defended the practice as an important crime-fighting tool, but in a press conference yesterday, Burton said asset forfeiture laws are being misused against people who haven't been convicted of crimes. Her bill would require a felony conviction before law enforcement can confiscate someone's property. La La Land leads the pack this year with 14 Academy Award nominations. Our big screen team continues its Oscar preview series with a look at how the film pays tribute to the movie musicals that preceded it.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're joined by Sean Griffin, who's a professor at SMU, who has a new book coming out about the history of movie musicals called Free and Easy. Sean, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
La La Land very much seems to want to honor those movie musicals from maybe the 40s and 50s and 60s that came before it, of course. And I was wondering if you were reminded of any of those musicals while watching La La Land.
It's an echo of an echo, because I see the film as being more referencing the work of French director Jacques Demy, who did The Umbrellas of Cherbourg and The Young Girls of Rochefort. And those movies were paying tribute to the MGM musicals, and Gene Kelly is in Young Girls of Rochefort. So it's sort of like a homage to an homage. Mm.
There's this sort of they don't make them like this anymore thing going on around La La Land, especially the people who really like it. I'm curious, why don't they make them like this anymore?
Well, I think that the unique structure of like the old Hollywood studios before the Supreme Court forced them to divest being a monopoly, that created a sort of conservatory atmosphere. The major studios like MGM or Warner Brothers or Paramount or 20th Century Fox had all these people under contract, both performers, but songwriters, choreographers, orchestrators, directors, set designers, costume designers, that created sort of like a little rep company that you could experiment, grow, foster, mentor, and keep them around within each other and maintain sort of like a consistent level of things. When that fell apart in the 1950s, everybody became independent contractors, so you have to start building from scratch with every single production that you do.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the music from La La Land. This is Ryan Gosling singing City of Stars, which is the main theme of the movie.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see.
Ryan Gosling, of course, joined by Emma Stone, both of them nominated for Academy Awards. What was your feeling of the performances?
I thought they were fine. I like Emma Stone's probably better than Ryan's. I know that they're both not necessarily specifically musical performers. I like the movie. I think it's very entertaining. It's efficient. It's a good musical. But the fact that back in the 30s and 40s, you could crank these movies out like every couple months, and the fact that one group of people have been able to turn out what used to be very easy to produce is a sort of sign of the times.
You have suggested that there are sort of battle lines being drawn among people who think La La Land is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and people who kind of say, what are you talking about? Why has it divided people so much?
I think it's just part of the general age that we live in now, where nobody's allowed to have a middle ground. Musicals are often, especially something like La La Land, trying to be an escape to make you feel good, feel optimistic, carry you away from things. And it's possible that musicals may see a resurgence because people need to escape from all the drama that's going on lately in our lives. The musical is very popular during the Depression, very popular during World War II. But the yelling and screaming, or even just sort of like whether or not this is a good musical, is a sign of exactly the thing that people are trying to escape from. So you can't even escape from it just trying to say whether or not this is a nice little musical.
Sean Griffin, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner, talking with SMU film professor Sean Griffin. Coming up on the BBC News Hour, the latest on the killing of the North Korean leader's half-brother and a history of North Korean assassination attempts. Also, why Egyptians are finding it hard to buy basic drugs and a debate over taxing lavish Indian weddings. News Hour begins at 9 o'clock. In the forecast, a sunny day ahead of us with a high of 65. It'll turn partly cloudy, though, with a low of 48 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny again, a slight chance of sprinkles, and a high of 72. It's 43 degrees now in Dallas, 39 degrees in Fort Worth,